Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, Diaz, D-I-A-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Diaz as described in my report of 8-31-20, but this pertained to injuries she claims to have sustained at work on 4-18-19. Apparently, she is now a 51-year-old woman who reports on an unspecified date. She fell down the stairs from the bus, her ankle twisted, and the bone was sticking out of the skin. Apparently, she did go to the emergency room and Hopewell afterwards. Apparently, she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a fracture. Apparently, this was treated with implantation of 10 screws and a plate. Apparently, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, she does admit to the previous subject injury of 4-18-19. Appeared at that time she was diagnosed with a sprain and treated with physical therapy. Appeared she denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Appeared in paragraph as per the records, as per the claim petition supplied on 1-28-21, she was walking down steps of the bus and her right ankle twisted and gave way. Appeared she alleged permanent injuries to her right ankle with a sprain and strain. Period. Treatment records show Ms. Diaz was seen at Hamilton Occupational Health on 1-28-21. Period. She stated she was leaving the school bus, come and going down the stairs, come and twisted her right ankle. Period. Her pain was 8/10, and she was unable to fully bear weight. Period. She had slight swelling in the lateral aspect with a surgical scar from previous open reduction internal fixation in 2018 or 2019. Period. They performed an exam and x-rays of the right foot and ankle. Period. She was placed in a brace for diagnosis of right ankle joint pain. Period. She was also to continue acetaminophen. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. In the paragraph, the petitioner was then seen by podiatrist Dr. Schick, S-C-H-I-C-K, on 2-3-21. Period. She noted additional x-rays taken in the office demonstrated no evidence of fracture or dislocation. Period. There is hardware from a prior open reduction internal fixation. Period. Dr. Schick diagnosed right foot pain, comma, right ankle pain, comma, and sprain of the right ankle. Period. She supplied the petitioner with an orthotic for the next 4 weeks. Period. She was going to avoid any type of high impact activity. Period. She did return to Dr. Schick on 2-17-21 and was cleared for work with modifications. Period. At the last visit on 3-3-21, she reported decreased pain and swelling to the ankle. Period. Upon exam, there was weakness when compared to the left ankle. Period. Dr. Schick advised she continue with the ankle brace and begin physical therapy. Period. She was to follow up once therapy was completed. Period. However, I am not in receipt of further documentation to show that she did. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed genu valgus deformities at the knees bilaterally. Period. There was soft puffiness and tenderness palpation about the right ankle anterior to the scar on the medial aspect of the ankle. Appears there was another scar on the lateral malleolus. Period. The lateral scar measured 4 inches in length and was longitudinal in orientation. Compared to the one that was anteromedially located was 2 inches in length and oblique in orientation. Period. Right ankle eversion was to 10 degrees and inversion was limited. Period plantar and dorsiflexion were full. Period motion of the left ankle, both knees and hips, was full in all planes with a crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had moderate tenderness palpation about the right ankle, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral normal through. She declined attempting to walk on her heels, fearing she would fall. Period. She was able to walk on her toes fluidly and comfortably. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 128.21, Carmen Diaz twisted her right ankle while stepping down out of her bus. Period. She was seen at Hamilton Occupational the same day. Period. They ascertained a history of prior open reduction internal fixation that was confirmed on x-rays. Period. She then came into the podiatric care of Dr. Schick on 2-3-21. Repeat x-rays, period. Repeat x-rays showed the same. Period. Ms. Diaz received conservative care through 3-3-21, at which time physical therapy was ordered. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be swelling about the right ankle and some soft tissue puffiness that was tender to palpation. Period. She ambulated without a limp or a handheld assisted device. Period. New paragraph. As noted in my earlier report, Ms. Diaz claimed to have injured her right ankle at work on 4-18-19. Period when seen at the emergency room, she had x-rays that identified fracture dislocation of the right ankle. Period it was reduced and then casted. Period she then came into the care of Dr. Pagliaro, who initially placed her in a cam boot. Period. And then insert what else is marked on page 6 of my earlier report. New paragraph. This case represents 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot with respect to the subject event of 128.21. Period. My prior assessment of 15% of the right foot is not increased by the incident in question. Period. And we will insert also the physical exam summary on the prior report. And that will be the end.